In a telephone interview with VOA News, Asif Zardari said candidates in Pakistan will have to find new ways of campaigning that will not put their lives in jeopardy.
In today's time, we have to change our ways of electioning. We have to find ways and means of securing ourselves better. And that is demand of the time, demand of the situation, because the present existing government has been in power for the last 7 to 8 years and they're totally incompetent. They've managed to worsen the situation rather than save it.
Benazir Bhutto was campaigning for parliamentary elections when she was murdered as she left a mass political rally in Rawalpindi. Her husband has now taken over the day-to-day running of the opposition Pakistan People's Party. Zardari says his wife repeatedly asked the government of President Pervez Musharraf for increased security, especially after an earlier attempt on her life when she returned to Pakistan in October. He says that had the request been heeded, she would still be alive.
There is no reason we could not have saved her if we had those security measures in place, if we had the equipment we asked for, if we had the relevant permissions to get in foreign advisors who to advise us on security planning, because today's world has become very dangerous. We need experts to solve and to assist and to help security. But all that we were denied. I'm 100% sure if we were given all that assistance, she would have been with us today and not with God.
Mass rallies and processions are the traditional modes of campaigning in Pakistan. In the wake of the Bhutto assassination, the government has urged opposition parties to refrain from such rallies ahead of the parliamentary elections scheduled for February 18th. But despite the security risks of such events, candidates have no real alternative. Political advertising on radio and television is virtually non-existent in Pakistan, especially, analysts say, because of government curbs on broadcast media. Christine Fair, a Pakistan affairs analyst at the RAND Corporation, says the Musharraf government uses its control over security resources as a political tool.
If the state really wanted to secure these rallies, they could do a better job. I'm not saying that they would be able to prevent violence altogether. But let's be also very clear. There's a degree to which the state uses security provisions selectively to continue to intimidate. Now, I was not, as you know, a fan of Ms. Bhutto, but I did hear and was appalled to hear that sometimes they would just completely pull her security away to remind her that she is safe at the behest of the state.
Fair says that the religious parties have a political forum that secular parties do not have.
In Pakistan, I don't really see alternatives. Now, the Islamists actually have alternatives, and those are called mosques and madrasas. So they're able to mobilize one vote at a time.
Caretaker Interior Minister Hamid Nawaz Khan told the government-run Associated Press of Pakistan, which is not affiliated with the worldwide Associated Press news agency, that Benazir Bhutto was given an unprecedented level of security for a politician. He added that Zardari is not under the same threat as his wife and that the government could not give him the same amount of security. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.